Well, McCulloch, and I asked McCulloch Piers Doherty to raise this at the Doyle level, because in my opinion it's ridiculous that the castle has been closed Mondays and Fridays, and as you well know, that the thousands of tourists come to the castle every year. It's one of the main attractions in Glenrae National Park. The park is still open, but the castle is not. It's closed for the Monday and Friday, which is due to the lack of staffing. Now, I must commend the staff that's there already, doing fantastic work, but the response that my colleague got, Piers Doherty, that there was no plan B for the foreseeable future to have this reinstated Monday and Friday. And they're maintaining the lack of staff, which I find astonishing, that one of our scenic icons in Donegal, Glenrae National Park, and the castle, that is closed due to a lack of staff.
And do you believe the government is showing enough commitment to supporting tourism in West Donegal?
Well, again, there, you can see the region being left behind, I think, down through the years by previous governments. The lack of investment going into the northwest region, Sligo, Donegal, and other counties, the area. And when you see, you know, the huge amount of footfall of tourism that we get from Europe and America and everywhere else, and England and Scotland, coming to Donegal with the air connection now to Carrickfinn, from Glasgow to Carrickfinn and from Dublin to Carrickfinn, it's easy to get to Donegal in 35 minutes. And it sends a bad message out regarding the tourist industry that, you know, we're closed for 2 days due to lack of staff. It doesn't give a good impression of the facility that's there at the moment. I mean, like I said, every bank holiday Monday falls on a Monday. If a family decides from Dublin or Galway, we'll go up to Donegal, and they find out that, oh, well, Monday it's closed and Friday it's closed. So, you know, it's going to affect the local community as well in relation to this, the local economy, with tourists coming into the area. We do have Errigal Mountain there, and that's on a daily basis. That huge amount of people come from all around Europe and Ireland, climbing the mountain, and on their way they pop into Glenrae National Park. And like I said, the castle is one of the main attractions in the park.
And what steps is Sinn Féin taking to push full reopen of Glenrae Castle?
Myself and my colleague Piers Doherty will continue this to try and get some funding from the government to get the 2 days back up and running, Monday and Friday. If it's staff shortages, I'm sure they can get advertised for more staff. At the moment, it doesn't look good. It sends a bad message out there regarding the tourism industry that it's closed. That's like going to Slieve League and saying we're closed for 3 days, through the lack of staff. We have to put the resources in into the tourist industry when we have tourists coming to the area, that we need the resources there, and, you know, give a good impression of Donegal.